What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, aka Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
Nate, bro, this is a big one. And also, it's the first episode. Our guest ain't here.
Oh,
today we got the Full Circle Boys.
What's good,
fellas? Coming from Cali, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Cali.
Yeah, out in Cali.
You guys are from, is it Orlando originally?
Well, I'm Jagger, by the way.
Yeah. We got Jagger, yeah. James, Sean, yeah. Ollie, and Dawson.
So me, Dawson, and Ollie, we grew up in Ogden, Utah. And then me, Sean, and James, these two are from California. We moved to Orlando for like 7-ish months before Dawson and Ollie joined the band. And then we came back here to Cali. Because it was just easier than Orlando. Like, mathematically, it made more sense.
What do you mean? Like, how so?
Like, we just had, like, in Orlando, the entertainment business really right now is in California.
Right.
Like, that's where everything is. And it just didn't make sense to, at the time, it made sense just because, like, you're like, oh, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC are from...
Mm-hmm.
From Orlando, like, it's the boy band city, but we didn't really do much when we lived in Orlando. It made more sense to be in Cali, because that's where everything was.
More connections.
Better support
system.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about, like, your upbringing. You know, what were your interests before music came into the play, or has it always been music?
What got me into music was High School Musical and Michael Jackson.
That's fire. Valid answers.
Yeah, that's fire.
Solid answer. It's just Zac Efron, Troy Bolton was my hero. And my first basketball game ever, when I got past the ball, I stopped in the middle of the court and started singing Get Your Head in the Game with the Basketball. Like, everyone,
there
was,
you go.
Everyone was like, maybe this kid isn't meant for sports. So they just, I did theater all throughout high school, and then, I think we also all grew up as dancers, so music was just kind of in our in our lives. But I competed in dance from the age of, I want to say, 7 to 19, and then I joined a boy band literally the day after my last dance competition, and now I just make music and live in a boy band frat house.
Hey, how old are you guys, by the way?
I'm 22.
I'm 20.
19.
17. Damn. Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Yeah. He's a youngie.
Yeah. For me, it was always dance growing up. I never really saw myself joining the music industry until Sean asked me if I wanted to be in a boy band. I guess the rest is history, but yeah, I was never like into sports or anything. It was always dance.
My eyes were kind of opened up to the music industry through the dance industry, especially living close to LA. I had some small opportunities, whether it be like Kids Bop or other little gigs, that I kind of got introduced to the music industry in LA specifically. I did a little bit of school choir, and through some dance connections, I actually met our management, which kind of kicked off this whole thing.
Me, just like the other boys, grew up dancing as well. I actually got into dancing because I couldn't play sports, and so dancing was the option, and so I said yeah, because my mom was like, you want to dance like your sisters, and I was like, sure, I guess I'll do it. So I started dancing, and then music was introduced when I first started to realize that I liked music and it interested me was probably my sophomore year. I had a friend that was, well, he still is my friend, but he's an incredible singer, and I remember just hearing him sing all the time, and so I bought a guitar and I learned how to play the guitar, and I would write songs, and I would always write them, and I'd be like, you gotta sing this, let me hear you sing this, because I wanted to hear him sing. And so, because I was like, I'm terrible at singing. And that's how I thought you couldn't get good at singing. So I just was like, man, I'm just bad. So I'm going to always have him sing it. So that's how I got into music. So I learned guitar and all that. And then I started writing songs and then singing them and post on my Instagram, and then Jagger asked me to join the boy band, and I said yeah, and so I was like, shoot, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. So you guys are all making music individually at one point before you guys join forces?
Not really.
The only one that like put anything out was me. I did two Christmas EPs. That's what I did. That was my claim to fame.
Yeah.
Before the band, but yeah, no, nobody was doing music really.
Yeah.
Like I sang, I played guitar, I did theater, but it wasn't like I'm a musician. This is something I do on the side.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
For me, music really started from a really young age. My mom always told me, like, before I turned one, I would always have a good ear for music. Like, I'd be in my car seat being like, okay. So, like, I feel like I've always had a good ear for beats, at least, you know, like the rhythm of a song and everything. So that's what started my dance career, is like my mom just saw that I love to like interact with the music. So yeah, she put me in dance, and then they asked me to join a boy band. Yeah, like it's not really that complicated. You just went right in there, you know?
Yeah, I'm curious on, like, you guys already touched on, like, where you guys grew up and whatnot, but, like, who met who first? I want to know, like, the story of, like, how it all came about, really.
You two want to go first?
Yeah. So, James and I grew up in the same town, and we went to the same dance studio growing up. So, I started there maybe a year or two before James, and when James got there, I was 8, he was 9, and just ever since that, we really grew up in the dance studio together. James was a killer dancer, and I wasn't too bad, so we both had agents, so we'd go on dance auditions together, go to conventions. And so that really sparked our friendship. And then I had met Jagger through a similar way. He had come to my dance studio to assist, and we did some really cool concept videos together back in 2020. So basically pass forward like 7 or 8 years from James, that's when I met Jagger, because we lived at somewhat parallel dance studios. I grew up in Temecula, they grew up in Ogden, but we had dance teachers that would go to both dance studios, so we were learning the same dances in some years, so our training is pretty consistent all around. But Jagger,
pretty similar. I met Dawson first out of all the boys here. Me, Dawson, and Ollie grew up at the same dance studio in Utah, and I've known Dawson since I was like 12. I'm 22 now, so like 10 years.
Wow.
And I met Ollie when I was like, the first day I actually remember Ollie was my 17th birthday, because we had a recital that day. And that's why I remember me. It's the when you went up to Henry. He thought, so there was another boy at our dance studio. His name's Henry. Shout out Henry Brewer. But he...
The studio owner was like, oh my gosh, you're going to be as good as Jagger Moon. Like, I can see it already. I didn't know there was two boys. I didn't know which one was Jagger Moon. So I went into the dressing room and I was like, went up to the other dude and was like, Jagger, it's a pleasure meeting you, bro. Like, you're so good. And then I found out it was the other guy. And I was like, oh, okay.
But, yeah, that was my first memory of Ollie. And then I met, like Sean said, I met him in 2020. My first memory of Sean. We were assisting a class together. And he comes up, like, he was really tall. And I thought he was older than me just because I'm short. And he was like 15 at the time.
Maybe 15.
Yeah. And he comes up to me and he goes, want any snacks? And that's all he said to me. I was like, no. I was like, that was all we said to each other that entire week. But we met, followed each other on Instagram, stayed in touch. And then the first day I met James was like the first day that the boy band concept was everybody meeting each other. Like, I met management that day, I met James that day, and just from then on, James was the last one I met out of all these boys. And then these two, you guys, like, it's not even been a year.
My first dance class was with Dawson, and it was a boys' hip-hop team. And so that was my first time dancing with him. Then we were never on a team till my last year of dance. So it was like the first time I danced was he was there in my team, and then the last time I danced, he was there.
Full circle moment.
Yeah, full circle moment, he said.
That's actually why the band's called Full Circle. Yeah.
It's because of my experience.
We were rehearsing at a dance studio, and I was just like looking over at Jagger and James. They were already like kicking it, and I was like, wow, this is really full circle.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, the boy band concept is like kind of a lost art nowadays, and it's kind of sick that you guys are bringing it back, you know?
Yeah. For real. Boy band, some of my favorite songs ever are boy band songs. Yeah, I Want It That Way, End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
So I think that's also a big reason I like followed y'all and saw y'all, because like if something happens, I want to be like, hey, I was following them back on TikTok when they had like 3,000 followers.
No, exactly. You guys were talking about dancing. I know one of you said that you're not really like big into sports, but the athleticism it takes to be able to dance really well is
crazy.
Big thing that people don't understand.
It is crazy. And in his defense, he probably would have played sports. Yeah. But
explain
why you didn't.
It was contact sports.
Yeah, contact sports. I could play like goalie and all those things.
Tennis.
And I played golf too. But I actually have a heart condition that prohibited me. Yeah, I got a bad aortic valve, and I actually got surgery for it 6 months ago, and that's the reason I joined the band, because I was going to go on a LDS mission for my church, and then I had to get surgery, and it held me home, and then Jagger asked me, and it came full circle.
Yeah. Crazy how that worked out.
It's kind of crazy, too, because I'm somewhat of a fan of Backstreet, and one of their members actually had a heart problem that he had to have surgery for.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which one?
Brian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
That's why in the Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely video, he's like looking at himself in the hospital bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you touched on the first day that you guys like officially became, you know, a band. Run me through a little bit of that day. Like, what made you guys just like, you know what, let's do it?
The first day of this five was probably, we invited Ollie because Dawson was living out here with us for like a couple weeks. And then we invited Ollie out to come out to the house, like, because we're like, hey, do you want to join the band? And he was like, oh, I'll think about it. Like, let me come meet everybody. This was sometime in December of last year. Yeah. And he came and he like stayed for 2 days, and then we didn't really know what was gonna happen. And then we were up in LA recording, us four were recording music for the mixtape that we did in that we released in January.
Yeah, I was in school taking my finals.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been recording, but
we filmed some cool like teaser videos because us three had been a band prior before. We introduced these two, and we filmed some, well, we learned some choreography while Ollie was at the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we filmed some cool concept videos for like the announcement of these two. And we still didn't know if it was going to happen, but we looked really good on camera together. So I was like, okay, I think this is the vibe.
Yeah. Just a good chemistry between us all. Like it's a brotherly love around this place.
Yeah. You can see it. You can definitely see it. Y'all don't like seem. Y'all are just chilling, making jokes, going down memory lane. You know, yeah. No, y'all got a good little vibe for real.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So when does High Road Entertainment come into the picture?
So High Road Entertainment came into the picture. So it was 2020. I was signed with a dance agency, but I was kind of at a crossroads with my life. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I had just left that dance studio that James and I grew up at. James had left a few years before to pursue more things in LA and just have a different sort of, I don't know, you have your reasons, yeah. but it was probably like a month removed from me leaving my dance studio. So just trying new things, and I started to get into music, and I got a call from a choreographer friend that James and I trained with, and he was like, hey, I got these managers, John Stacy, they're looking to potentially put together a singing group, and they're super credible. They've got some really cool projects going on. Would you be interested in coming to meet them and singing and dancing for them and then talking and whatnot? And I was like, man, I don't have anything else to do. And it was actually kind of crazy because we're in this house now, but he called me while I was moving. And so we moved on the 31st. Obviously, that's Halloween, August 31st. So we're moving on Halloween. And the day after Halloween, it was the boy band audition, you could say. And yeah, that was crazy. That's the first time I met High Road Entertainment. And from there, they had auditioned some other people, but I guess they liked me. And so we got talking and we were starting to think about what we wanted to do. They've been on this journey with me this entire time. They're at the beginning of the band. And like their namesake, they always take the high road. So love them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I moved on Halloween.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I moved on Halloween too, guys.
Twins.
Let's go, dude.
Well, you guys got about, 10, 15 songs out, singles. The most recent one, especially the only song you guys have dropped in 2024 is Call My Name. Call my name. You have Call My Name acoustic as well, so I guess you could count that as two tracks.
Call my name in the night, say it like a prayer, baby, all right.
But
beautiful.
Yeah, oh, great song, so by the way. Great song, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, run me through, the backstory of that song, how that came about, maybe the studio session or, just the backstory of it.
Yeah, I think, what's great about that song is I think we're finally figuring out our sound.
Yeah.
For a while it was trial and error, especially with the first 13 songs that us three released, and then we recorded a couple songs, us five, that just didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And then me, Sean, and James were played a song back in January 2022 before any of our music had came out, and it was a demo called Prayer. Mm-hmm. And it was playing, you hear the DA got that dope tag in it, and we're like, whoa, this is crazy. And then it was like, we were listening to it, we're like, shoot, this is really good. And then nothing ever came about it.
Well, also wasn't finished, right?
It wasn't finished. There wasn't a second verse. It was just verse one, chorus, and then there was nothing. There wasn't a second verse to it.
Yeah.
And then just nothing came about it. Life moved on. Had a couple character cast changes, and then we were just, like I said, recording some music that didn't really feel right, not the direction we wanted to go. And then I had a video of us three reacting to the demo Prayer, and I was like, I sent it to High Road and I went, whatever happened to this? Can we use this? Can we finish it, see what's up? And within an hour we had the demo of it, and we changed the name to Call My Name, and then we were in the studio, and
game over, dude.
Yeah, and the studio sesh was awesome. Working with Jason Joshua and Mike Seberg over at Canton House Studios, they're the best of the best, and with this song, it proves that, especially their connection with DA Got That Dope, that definitely got our foot in the door. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. When we got sent the demo, there was some missing parts of the song, so we wrote some stuff, and then some other writers sent us some stuff, and eventually the writers, they wrote some pretty good stuff, so that made the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really great. I think we recorded it in three sessions or two sessions. Yeah,
it was
like that.
Two, because we recorded right before we left on Feel Good. So we did a High School Nation tour, and we recorded right after our first week of tour, we recorded the first half of the song. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't come back to finish the song till after the tour, so we didn't come back till May-ish to record the rest of it. But yeah, I had a blast. Did you have a blast, James?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I feel like it pushed all of us out of our comfort zone a little bit because it was such a different and new sound, but it came out great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bop.
That's a tough song to sing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Like, oh,
especially
yeah.
while dancing.
That's what I was going to say. Just from listening to y'all's like catalog, a lot of it was very, I would say it reminded me of like some R&B, maybe The Weeknd, a little like I could hear like a hint of SZA in there a little bit, like how, you know, and then like Call My Name instantly right when I heard it, I thought of like some Justin Timberlake hit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so like,
thank you.
I'm glad that y'all like answered that question for me. I was going to ask later on, but y'all kind of answered it.
Yeah. No, we've been saying that for a while because as much as I think us three will always have a special place with those other songs, but we, and like me, James, we love, well, and Sean loves R&B as well, but we were just like, we don't know if that's the vibe for the band. So us five, we came up with a playlist of what we think, and that was also the type of music we were recording as us five, and we're like, we don't know if this is the direction we're trying to change, the direction of what we want. So we came up with a playlist of what we would want an EP to sound like. And it was like 25 songs. And there's a lot of Justin Timberlake on there, actually.
Yeah, a lot of Justify.
Yeah,
big inspiration.
A lot of songs you can dance to and just groove to. Upbeat songs.
You guys don't have an official album out yet. I kind of just wanted to ask, like, what's your schedule look like for, like, upcoming music? You know, do you have, well, I'm not going to ask, do you have an album in the works? Because you guys might not want to speak on something, which I completely understand. But, like, you know, what's on the calendar for 2024?
We always
that you can talk about, at least.
We always say there's an album coming.
Yeah,
I don't really want to say that.
We're definitely recording a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, an album isn't, like,
it's not far-fetched.
It's not out of the picture.
Yeah, I think, if, speaking to fans on this, it really comes down to them, because we're putting out these singles records just because we're trying to get outreach and we're trying to get more of a fan base. So if people are really asking for an album, then they just got to multiply. Like we have to have that fan base. We're just not going to drop an album for it to go unheard. And we can only have a first album once. So once we get that fan base up, the album's coming soon.
Yeah,
definitely new music, though. We're listening to new demos every day. So,
Like, we write, like, a lot of us write every day, but then we're also getting sent really good music.
Really good music.
I will say the rest of 2024...
We're looking good.
...is going to be
top-notch.
We're looking good.
It's going to be the best music from us that you've heard. From Call My Name to the rest of this year, it's really, really good.
And it's...
I'm pretty excited. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
I like how you said trying to grow the fan base, because that kind of leads me into my next question. It was like, what's some advice for, like, you know, up and coming artists to look to like grow their brand or grow their fan base?
I think, at least I realized that being yourself, like 100%, is just that's everything. You know, like if you're yourself, then people will come to you. But if you try to be other people, then people are gonna be like, okay, well, there's a better version of you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So you're gonna have fans if you're 100% yourself.
Yeah. I think it comes down to not like actually, but like stamina, like how long you can keep going with this, because a lot of people, you hear about a lot of people and you're like, oh my gosh, they're an overnight sensation. But like Chapel Rome, for example, that song that song got big and everybody was like, there's a new pop girly, like she just released all this new music. That album's 2 years old.
Yeah.
And it's just barely hitting right now. So I think it's more longevity. I think a lot of people, especially now, everything's so saturated with social media. Like everybody's trying to be somebody. And it just comes down to, like Ollie said, you being yourself, making music that you actually like, not coming down, not like chasing like views or stuff like that, just doing things that you genuinely like to do. Cause like people really like authenticity. I know Dawson's big on that, being
I'm big
authentic.
I'm big on that.
And it's just, is longevity. I think a lot of people give up because they think they're going to be an overnight sensation, or they think it's going to happen really fast.
It takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. Us three have been, it's almost been 3 years since we released Transparency, and it's still like people are like starting to not recognize us, but like we're starting to get more momentum than we would have back then. So it's just like, it's like, yeah, it's just how much stamina you got.
I will say,
that was very well said.
Someone on our team said this the other day, that I thought was really cool. We're not signed under a major label. And some people think that's a good thing. Some people think that's a bad thing. Record labels are like NASA, and we're trying to move like SpaceX.
Yeah.
Really, SpaceX is the biggest thing in space right now. I mean, I don't.
Because they can do whatever they want. Yeah. They can move. They can, like, NASA has to go through the government. They can go through all this stuff. SpaceX can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And at this moment, we literally have the freedom to do whatever we want, which is really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd say for people trying to grow fan bases, that really matters right now, how fast you can move, and just staying your authentic self. I think there's going to be a really big emergence of, like, independent artists, like, on a mainstream scale.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to touch on, like, your guys' studio process a little bit. You said that some people be writing for you. Do you guys write your stuff? Like, any of you guys, or, like, how's a song come together for you five?
Thus far, we haven't put out any music that's been... I mean, Jagger has some verses on some songs that they've put out previously, but thus far, we haven't produced or written any of our songs yet. Yeah. But we're working every day on just being able to be better writers and beat makers, and just
better creators
when it comes to the sound of music.
So you guys produce as well?
Yeah, we try.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. That's sick. Stuff, yeah.
It's nothing great.
Same here.
Yeah.
We're still new.
I also want to ask, like, when you guys hit like a creative block, how do you overcome that? What's some advice you could give to someone that might be going through a creative block right now?
We were just watching a Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
If you guys know Benny, he said something really cool. He said music should never be forced. You know, it should always be fun. Because
I watched this same interview. Are you talking about the interview where he was like sitting in the chair? I watched that, like, I swear to God, like 3 days ago.
He's so big brain, dude. Yeah.
So it's like if we come to like a block at all, it's kind of just like, all right, let's just like take a break. Let's kind of regather our brains, and we'll come back and attack it when it's the right time.
Because it doesn't just happen with music as well. Like last night we were trying to choreograph something, and we just couldn't figure it out. Yeah, so we had to call it. We were just like, hey, nothing's flowing right now. Like, it's time to, like, it's just, let's go inside, wind down, just chill, hang out. But, like, with music, John Mayer did a interview with Rick Rubin, and he was talking, and he was like, no matter what, finish a song. Like, even if it's not good, like, if you start writing a song, finish it, and you can always come back and change it, which I agree with at times, but I'm just such a perfectionist that I'm like, if it's not going to be good the first time, I don't want to do it. So I never push anything. Like, if I can't figure it out, I'm like, I will come back the next day and try again, but I'm not going to like write down a really shitty lyric and just be like, I'll fix that later. Like, that's just in my brain. But John Mayer has a lot of great points about writing and stuff in that interview with Rick Rubin.
I also think that, like, that's for the creative side. I think you should definitely push yourself. Like, let's say we all grew up dancing, so it's like when we did choreo and everything and it was like super hard, you just kind of got to push through that to learn everything. You know, you can perfect that later. But on a creative side, when you're creating stuff, you should definitely take breaks, you know, and regather thoughts on it.
Right. What would you say your guys' biggest weakness is as a musician, or as a band, I should say? Something that you guys know that you can work on and want to improve in the future?
I think something that we're really actively trying to improve upon is our harmonies.
Yeah,
every day.
It's definitely not our weakest point, but I will say that's something that we really want to strive for greatness and a level of professionalism that I think that only a singing group can have.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be one of those groups. So working on, we're working on the simple stuff. I mean, we're working on the national anthem every day, yeah. 5-part national anthem, which is, it's really difficult. And we're working on covers every day, just to try to train up.
Yeah. I don't think we're like perfect at anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, cause like we're all really good dancers, but then trying to put all our different styles together is really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, we're also working on trying to be like when you're dancing, like if you're taking a dance class, obviously be Dawson the dancer, be Ollie the dancer. But then when we're on stage, James can't be James. He has to be full circle. So we're just like working on that as well.
Yeah.
Just like trying to be
clean,
and be one. Cause it's hard to do it when you're also in the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like when we did competition dance, the teacher would sit, watch, write down notes, clean, like, and like tell you what to fix. It's hard to like be doing it at the same time, but also like watching everybody. So it's just, we're working on everything, trying to be better at it every day.
Yeah. 10 years from now, we'll be better at everything, not just better at vocals and stay the same with dance. It's just, we're going to be better at everything.
Yeah.
If you guys could make a dream collab song with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Ooh. My answer is always Jack Harlow. I think that would be so fun. He just has that swagger and that personality, and like, he's a cool guy, so I just, like, I love Jack Harlow's music, and I think that would be really fun to have him on a song with us.
I'm gonna go with Justin Timberlake. I think that'd be really cool if we did something with him, because I feel like even that would be, like, a full circle moment. He was in a boy band, or in a boy band, yeah.
Yeah. If we're gonna have someone hop on a song, I would say Busta Rhymes, but...
Yeah.
In the music industry, I would love to work with Ludwig Göransson. So funky. I think he could make a really great pop funk track.
Yeah. There's a new girl group that's just been put out. Their name is Cat's Eye. They're really good.
Never heard of them. I'll have to tap in.
They're a worldwide group, but they do music that's kind of like K-pop. And they are super good. And I think it would be really cool to see us full circle... a boy band with a girl group and get a song with them and dance with them.
That'd be
cool. That would be sick.
One for me, I think we'd make a killer song together, is Jungle.
Oh yeah, Jungle. Mm.
Jungle is just so crazy. Cool. Especially with all the dance videos they do.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Since you guys are musicians, what artists?
Well, I just make beats. I used to try to rap, but I never wanted to be a musician.
Who would you want to make a beat for?
Who are you making a beat to?
Who would I make a beat for? I mean, like, I was going to say Drake's, like, the obvious answer, but I would probably say J. Cole.
Oh, yeah.
I really like J. Cole.
J. Cole's good.
And then to do a song with... Honestly, dead or alive, I'd probably say Michael Jackson or Juice WRLD.
Mm-hmm.
But alive, I'll go with the Migos, even though Takeoff's passed away.
Yeah.
Those Migos are my guys.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah. That's love both those answers from you guys.
What would you say your favorite album is with no skips? Start to finish, you could listen to it on repeat if you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life.
I'll go first, Justified, Justin Timberlake.
Great album.
So good.
They're just certified hits.
Yeah.
Certified hits.
Kansas Anymore by Role Model.
Hmm.
He's a Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Ooh,
yeah.
That was our last episode. Same answer.
Uh-huh. I've been listening to Billy's most recent album a lot lately. Hit Me Hard. It's a really good album.
That is.
She's insane.
She's crazy. So good.
She's so good.
She's so good. I think. Oh, kind of left field for me. I don't think any of them were expecting me to say this. Sour by Olivia Rodrigo has no skips.
Wow.
Ooh. If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be?
Oh, Let's go back.
Oh, shoot.
Good
shoot.
This way. Probably She's Out of My Life, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Heartbreak Anniversary, Give You
On. I mean,
great song.
For My Life, Happy Birthday.
Hey.
Valid.
There's always that one.
Yeah, there's always someone saying happy birthday.
That one song, Tequila. I'm beating
just,
the system.
Just don't mess up when it comes in.
Probably like
Tequila.
You got to hit it on beat.
Yeah.
I know. That's a lot.
Oh, that's smart. I the only song I can really think is like Dynamite by what's his name?
Tequila. Tequila Cruz. Love Yourself, JB. I can
see. Love Yourself, Baby.
That's a good song too.
Baby JB.
Hit.
That is a hit.
Certified hit.
Certified.
All right, 10 years from now, this is our final question. If you have any other ventures, like even within music or outside of music, what do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
10 years, I'll be 32. For me individually, I see myself possibly married, hopefully married, I think. I'll be 32 by that point. And then I would love to be in a movie or a TV show, mm-hmm. like, because I wanted to be an actor before I joined the band, so I think that'd be really great. And then, but as the band, I think it won't be like a bad breakup, but I think we'll be on hiatus just to cause like some drama with like the, because all the One Direction girlies are always like, oh my gosh, when are they gonna get back together? Like, we'll actually be planning on getting back together. It would just be fun to like watch everybody freak out.
Yeah.
And then so yeah, I think we'll be like getting ready to come back together by when I'm 32, and then we'll just drop like a Silk Sonic type album and then just be like Silk Sonic.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I see myself getting off of our second world tour.
Second?
Oh, yeah. Second?
Second, yeah.
In 10 years?
In 10 years?
Okay, fifth world tour. 10th,
dude. Yeah, there you go.
Fifth world tour. I don't know, maybe we'll have like some like little solo projects. I think that'd be really fun. And maybe a nice trip to the Bahamas.
Yes. For all of us or just you?
Just me.
Just you. In 10 years, let's do like a different kind of tour. Let's do something different. Let's perform
Metaverse
on all 7 continents. Let's do a complete world tour where we tour
Antarctica.
Yes.
Let's perform on the moon.
I thought he was going to say Mars because he was talking about SpaceX earlier.
I don't want to leave Earth.
SpaceX full circle collaboration.
What about you, Doug?
Yeah. In 10 years, I know we're going to be booming. And so we're probably going to be on our little hiatus. I'm going to be married, and I'm going to be producing music and writing music for other artists. That's what I'm going to
be doing. Hell yeah.
Nice. I hope in 10 years, I think we're going to still be kicking it with just doing everything, the world tours and everything. I think I will have a really well-known fashion brand, clothing brand, and I'll probably model, maybe do a few movies, but yeah.
That's sick. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking your time out of the day
to come on here. This was fun.
Of course.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. No problem.
Of course. No problem. Well, I want to wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. Hopefully, we can keep building something. I want to send some loops over, send some beats over. Maybe
we can work on something. Please do.
Hell yeah. Well, actually, we'll look at this camera right here.
Yeah.
Links will be in the description. Go check them out. Instagram, YouTube, Apple, TikTok, Spotify, everywhere. TikTok, everything.
Full circle, boys. Yeah. You find them everywhere.
I want to wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. Thank you guys for coming on. This was dope. Nice to meet you guys. And we finally made it happen. And yeah, we had to reschedule once or twice, but we made it happen. So
if y'all are ever in Michigan, reach out. I would love to meet y'all, even if it's just something to hang out for real.
Michigan, we'll be there.
Yeah. Right. Y'all have a good one, man. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you guys so much.
Wait, before, you guys got any shout-outs you want to give real quick?
Oh, let's shout-outs. Shout-out to
Jesus.
Shout-out Jesus. Shout-out.
Shout-out us.
Shout-out us. Shout-out High Road. Shout-out Anomaly Create.
Yeah.
Shout-out Jason Joshua and Mike Seberg at Canton House Studios. And shout out Tricky Stewart
Ben, Richard, Dream, and Luke over at Sessions in Atlanta because they did our next couple songs and they're going to be great. And then shout out to Luke, our director for all of our music videos. Shout out Luke. He's the best.
And shout out Armandres.
Shout out Armandres. Shout out our fans. And shout out you two for having us. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
It.
Thank you all. For real.
Yeah, we'll be tuning into what's next for you guys. So, like I said, wish you guys nothing but the best luck. I'm excited to hear what you guys got coming. Yeah, and keep up the work, man. It's nice meeting y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Peace out.
We will.